If you want to hear more stuff like this, you got to help Steve. How to do it over at lifespringmedia.com. So go over there now, right?
Lifespring Weekend Music Show number 80. What's so funny? Time.
line. Call a cab or fly a plane. I'm sick of waiting in this intersection.
And that's Josh Woodward. Yeah, that's Josh Woodward with Waiting Takes Time. We started off with Road Trip and Genesis 6. Welcome. This is the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, and I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host, and this is 2 weeks in a row. Wow, what do you think about that? Well, the days have been hot here in Southern California this last week. I mean, hot, like 90-ish. And here it is, the 1st of May, the first week of May, end of, April. Springtime, and we got 90 degree days. And then I was watching the Dodgers game last night. They're playing Denver. There's snow on the ground when the Dodgers arrived in Denver. Good grief. So just a few hundred miles, several hundred miles, and we go from hot to really, really cold. With the chill factor last night when the teams were playing, it was like 28 degrees. Oh, it's too cold. I mean, I like cold. I prefer cold over heat because you can always put more clothes on and be warm. But when it's hot, man, it's just flat out hot. Nothing you can do unless you can stay in the house all the time. But with my day job, I got to be outside working on those hot windshields. And they get to be a couple of hundred degrees on the hot, hot days. And we got to cool them down before we can work on them. And it's just miserable. What else is going on? Let's see. Speaking of the Dodgers, we're really looking forward to May 23rd. We're getting together the entire clan, the whole family. We're taking like 30, 40 people. I don't know. We're not like taking them. I mean, each one is buying their own ticket, but we're all going as a group to the Dodgers versus the Cardinals at Dodger Stadium. And that's going to be a really fun time. What's really cool about it is it's sort of, we're calling it the Rip Collins Memorial Group, because Rip Collins, those of you that have been following along, you know that my father-in-law, whose name was Rip Collins, died in September. He was a huge Cardinals fan. And so we're getting the whole family together on one of the days that the Dodgers are playing the Cardinals as a group. And sometime during the play of the game, they're going to put, welcome to the Rip Collins Memorial Group or whatever however they're going to phrase it. I don't know. Everybody's going to see it. It's going to be fun. We'll take pictures of it. I'll, of course, put it on Flickr, and it's just going to be fun. So I've talked long enough here. I think it's time for some more music.
Says she's got her daddy's eyes. She hides them well behind her mama's smile. Says she knows she's beautiful. Says she's got her daddy's heart. Can't hide when there's nowhere else to start. They say she knows she's beautiful, and that won't get her anywhere today. She says, "Dad, I know you're listening. Daddy, I know you're there. Been talking with angels, and they tell me that you still care. She walks around all day with her head held up so high. They say she knows she's beautiful, and that won't get her anywhere today. She says, "Dad, I know you're listening. Daddy, I know you're there. 'Cause I've been talking with angels, and tell me you still care." But now she's growing up, she's moving out. She needs someone to tell her why. Is green, the sky is blue, it's all okay, I'm here for you. She's growing up, she's moving up, she needs someone, so she screams and shouts. She says, "Daddy again, daddy again, you hear me?" I said, "Babe, I know you're listening. Babe, I know you're there. Talking with angels up here, and I tell them to tell you that I still care." Says she's got her daddy's charm, she can make the lights on Broadway shine, and she could truly be a star. They say she knows she's beautiful, but that won't get her anywhere today.
She carries on her own. She reads her books, so full of wisdom. Every dream in her is built on precious truth. And still, you can't hold time still. And still, you can't hold her still. She's more than 17.
She's more than 17. She's more than you.
Smith with Breathe Deep. Before that was Adrina Thorpe with More Than 17. Before that was Jake Coco with Daddy's Eyes. And let's see, did I tell you about, yeah, Josh Woodward with Waiting Takes Time. Yeah, okay. So what are you doing today anyway? Saturday morning for me. Well, actually, it's almost a turn past noon, so it'll soon be Saturday afternoon. But what are you doing today? Last night, as I was watching the local news, the CBS affiliate, they had a piece on there that showed about how unsanitary most of our keyboards are. They said they're worse, or they can be, especially in a public place, worse than a toilet seat. Ew. So I've been spending some time here with some Lysol disinfectant wipes cleaning my keyboards. While you've been listening to the music, I've been listening to the music. I'm cleaning keyboards. I mean, I wash my hands, but after time, you know, we have oils in our hands and things like that, and obviously it's going to accumulate on the keyboard, and bacteria likes to live in that oil, I guess. And boy, in the public keyboards, you don't ever want to use one of those dudes. I think I'll take some rubber gloves with me, because they talked about E. coli. Well, you know what E. coli is carried in many times, right? Yeah, I won't say it, but fecal matter. I didn't say that, but that on keyboards. Ew. I'm sure there's none on mine because I wash my hands, but still, that's disgusting. And so I looked at my keyboards. Am I making you sick? So I looked at my keyboards, and, you know, they're kind of dirty after. I mean, I haven't ever, like, cleaned them, probably ever. I dust them, and you know, that's it's my own keyboard, so who cares if it gets a little grime on it? Well, no, I'm going to clean them once a week, I think, with these Lysol disinfectant wipes. How's that for a weekend activity? I guess it's better than outside mowing the lawn. Of course, I've got boys to do that for me. My sons, yeah. Timothy does the backyard. Stephen does the front yard. Stephen's the older, bigger one, and that's the bigger yard. So Stephen does that, and Timothy does the back. Now, this weekend, Timothy is not going to be doing that because he's in San Francisco for his junior high school. I guess they call it middle school now. Their choir is like great, and the choir director enters the school in competitions throughout the year against high schools even, and they do quite well. But anyway, they're in a competition this weekend in San Francisco. So they rode up on the bus yesterday, stopped in Fresno and at the In-N-Out, and you know, he's just having a great time, and he's fallen in love with yet another girl. He totally has the girl thing. He's totally infatuated with the female. And, well, that's a good thing in a way, but, you know, goes for a lot of drama. But anyway, that's what's going on there. And so he's having a good time. The lovely Lady Leanne is about to take Stephen again this weekend to the mall to hang out with his girlfriend. And then I guess they're going to go to her house and hang with her parents for a while. And then when we go out to pick him up later on, maybe Leanne and I will go early and go to the mall and see a movie together and, you know, just enjoy the day. Assuming I get my keyboards all clean.
That are pressed in the sand. He first chose you, carried you through. The visions you have is what he told you to do. See, you're his hands and feet, the only Jesus they'll ever see. Believe.
Throne of your praise.
All right. That's Jeremy Yoder with Not in Vain. Hey, by the way, I interviewed Jeremy way back on LifeSpring number 100. So if you want to listen to that interview, it's a good one. Go to LifeSpringMedia.com and click on LifeSpring and do a search for Yoder. And it's LifeSpring number 100. So that was quite some time ago, because let's see, I'm out on LifeSpring number 100 and I don't know, 70, something like that. Not quite sure what number I'm up to. But anyway, so that's Jeremy Yoder, and we've got one more song for you, one more cut for you. Don't forget, you can go to the LifeSpringMedia.com show notes page and click on LifeSpring Weekend Music Show or the All Shows, and you can get links to all the music. Oh, I wanted to tell you one more thing, too, just for the fun of it. I got a call this morning from a missionary that we're helping in Romania. I do all of his website. Well, actually, I don't. It's a long story. I provide a place for his website, and originally he said that he would take it. Then he said, well, I don't have time, so my wife is going to do it. And so they really haven't done anything with it. But so I provide the hosting for him and stuff like that. And so he called this morning, a Skype call, and had a great connection. But so it was a fun conversation. And I don't know why I told you that, but it was just something that I've done this morning. So let's get to the last song. This is Big Stuff with Who Am I? God is good. He loves you. He's totally in love with you.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. Wave tossed in the ocean, ocean.
Catch me when
Have a great weekend, what's left of it. Enjoy it. Get refreshed. Maybe go to church tomorrow. You never know. Thanks for listening. God bless you until next time. I'm Steve Webb.
If you enjoyed this program, will you consider helping to support LifeSpring Media? Details are at lifespringmedia.com. Thank you.